Joining me today is Donna David with the Cremona Ag Society, and we've got a great fundraiser hockey game coming up March 18th. Can you tell us a little bit about it, Donna?
Yes, we are having, actually, it's an all-day event. We have youth hockey beginning at 8 a.m. We have silent auction items, raffles, beer gardens. We have a commercial kitchen with the best burgers in town, specials all day long, and then we have a finale hockey game, alumni versus coaches. This usually brings out some pretty talented players, and it's a pretty exciting game that everyone has enjoyed watching in the past. This is our fourth annual.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. There is a lot of hockey talent out that way. Can you tell us a little bit about how this event has grown over the past couple of years? This is the fourth annual. Is it really picking up in town?
Yeah, it seems to be a community event that brings out people to the arena that don't normally have a reason to come in. And the volunteer ag members are always happy to, you know, show off our arena. There's been a lot of work put into it, and we're quite proud of it, and it's nice to see people come out and enjoy it.
Yeah, so this is now two full seasons, I believe, at the new upgraded community arena there in Cremona. Can you just tell us about the community response to it? How awesome is it to have a great facility like that?
Oh, it's great. We have, you know, not just our own community that enjoy it, but the people that come from, you know, other communities that really appreciate our arena, and they're, you know, we've really had an outpouring of ice requests for outsiders to have tournaments here. So we're pretty proud of it. It's pretty exciting to have this for our kids.
Yeah, that's a good indicator that you've got something special there in Cremona, no doubt about that. And March 18th, that's a fundraiser for you as well. Can you talk about how that's working? How are you collecting donations?
We are taking donations of items mostly, and you can donate anything you'd like to. You could get in touch with any ag member. We're on Facebook. We have lots of donations now. We have annual donators that step up every year and help us out, and we're so appreciative of that as we try to keep our costs to a minimum for our kids and for our community. And we also try to keep our arena as current as possible, so we all know how much that costs. So if you'd like to donate, please reach out. That would be amazing.
And if people are donating, where does their money go to, Donna? How are they helping out Cremona Ag Society?
They're helping towards expenses to keep the arena as current as possible. As most people know that have been to the arena, we've made tons and tons of upgrades in the past, and we continue to do that and want to keep it as current as possible. So that's where it goes.
Survivor finale is March 18th as well. I see there's tons of names signed up for that. How has that gone over the past couple of days?
That's a very popular fundraiser that we have each year, and it's hosted by one of our ag members, and she does an amazing job. And I think the winner last year took home $7,300, and I believe it might be down a little bit this year, but it's still a pretty high pot. And yeah, it's grown each year as well. It's been a lot of fun.
So that finale will take place on the Saturday, of course. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes.
Don't miss it. The fourth annual Coaches versus Alumni fundraiser game. Puck drop for that will be at 7. But as Donna says, hockey all day. There's a 50-50 going on, a raffle room, beer gardens, and the best burgers in town. No doubt about it. Donna, best of luck with the day. Should be a lot of fun.
Thank you so much for having me.